I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, what's good? Happy Monday, good afternoon, and welcome. This is the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score. 107thescore.com and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you as always by our friends at Happy State Bank. You can take that mobile app just about anywhere with you, even listening out in Bald Knob, Arkansas, if you so choose.
Bald or ball?
Bald Knob.
Bald, like the eagle.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a real place, probably. To my right, it's Matt Esteson. I'm Choice Woodman. Sorry, I forgot the pause. Clint Scott back there, quick on the wheels and knobs. You two can join us. Your thoughts, your
all
comments.
All of these have hair back here. None of them are.
they're not a bald knob.
All of it welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app and at 107thescore.com. What's crack-a-lackin', Matt? How are you?
I'm good. Coming back from vacation. So Monday's been a struggle.
Yeah, it always is.
9 days off and you come back. And
that's a long vacation.
That's a normal vacation. 5 days,
not
Monday through Friday.
Work days. Okay.
Yeah, five work days, four non-work.
So you went
days.
Like full week
vacation.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a long stretch
it's
there.
It's been a rough morning.
Yeah?
So.
And then you have to come in and hang out with us. So
well,
that makes it even.
Throw your cell shopping in my face. So it's a little rough. That's all right, though.
I don't think now that I know you were on a 9 day vacation, you should be angry at missing a cell.
I told you, though, how much I spent at the outlet store.
But that means you got good deals, too.
Not your good deals.
It wasn't my good deals. It was Texas Tech's good deals dumping off all their Under Armour stuff.
Golly.
Well, here's the question. Would you have ended your vacation a day or 2 days early to come back for it?
That's debatable.
Where were you?
So we went out to the Metroplex. It was Charlie's third birthday.
Oh, awesome.
So we went to Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh, yeah.
Took her there and let her, you know, have an awesome week. And then, you know, we it was mainly for her. We went to, like, Rainforest Cafe, just the stuff that all kids want to do.
That
right?
is, like, a kid. That's, yeah.
Peppa Pig out. Land. I mean, it was purely built for Charlie.
All right. I was with you up till the last one.
What is Peppa Pig Land?
I don't even know what it is, and I'm with you till the last one.
You don't know what Peppa Pig is?
I know what that is, but okay, Peppa Pig Land sounds like horrifying and things.
No,
this is either something whimsical or like a bacon factory.
So, no, you pay, you know, just a general admission, and they go in there, and it's all set up in like Peppa Pig Land, exactly what it is, and they get to go play for 2 hours. I mean, it's really. Let your kid run loose and it's indestructible.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
And the adults can enjoy these Peppa Pig beverages.
Yeah. They're actually building, I think, in the Metroplex soon, a Peppa Pig, like, amusement park.
Oh, my gosh.
Kind of like thing.
No.
So, but we did all that. Went to the aquarium. I mean, just everything that a three-year-old would want to do. I mean, that's what the vacation was. And then we came back, and then yesterday we had her a little party. So
after all this,
yeah,
man,
here at the house, and then
Charlie's living it up.
Well, dude, we didn't get to go buy her $5 Under Armour outfits all weekend, so you know we had to make up for
that.
But
that's
she's
fair.
She's the only kid.
Yeah,
her life is gonna be spoiled nonstop. We don't have to share money between two or three kids. So I don't give any more to Clint. Knocked him off the budget.
Hey,
while
you
ago.
Owe me a dollar. Don't forget that.
I actually looked in my wallet. I actually do have a dollar on me, so in
I'll
the break,
it
I'll come
break.
Give it to
he
you.
He missed a shot during the out in the bullpen. He thought he could make one and had too much confidence in his
and it was like
J-Hawk
hanging
self.
Under this ledge, and so the trash can was it was almost an impossible shot.
It wasn't impossible.
It was impossible.
Man, I wanted to tell you of our last conversation that I got to have with you about golf. I played golf before we went out of town.
Okay.
Playing so good.
I forgot I was so upset with you for that. So you played well.
Well, halfway.
Okay.
So I was three over going onto the eighth hole. from the tips, okay. And then it just went downhill.
Oh, man.
Just down.
Dude.
I mean.
So what'd you end up at? You got to tell. If you
91.
Okay.
92.
Okay.
Just, yeah, but.
That's a what pretty big the, plummet.
What about the back nine?
Oh, my gosh. Bad. Bad. The back nine was terrible. The only thing that was.
Ugh.
What was bad is, like, all my drives were consistently around the 300 mark, and then it was just bad putts, bad chips.
Where did we golf at?
We just went to Shadow. That was the only place I could get in that day.
Oh, I thought you were saying you went, like. So this was.
No, this
before
was
the trip.
Before we went out.
Pre trip. So, oh, man.
Oh, look at that. There you go.
There's George. George is my friend.
Old Georgie.
I have a list today.
Okay.
It tells you how rich you actually have to be rich in certain states or all states. Like, there's a threshold. Mm. So
I don't meet any of them.
So we'll see. Yeah, me neither. So that's why George is my friend and not, you know, Benjamin or something else.
It's your friend. I'm not going to be able to pay rent this month.
All right. That's all right.
I literally bet the house on that trash can
I would
shot.
Say eat ramen, but Clint eats more ramen than any person I know.
Oh, it's fantastic.
You eat the expensive
do
ramen,
you,
though.
Do you really? Are you
I
a big
will,
ramen eater?
I will do all ranges. I still do the, like, 99-cent packs
break
at the
it
house.
Up. Yeah.
God, what is your sodium
99-cent? The packages are, like, a quarter if you're getting them.
Well, okay, whatever. I mean, you get them, like, whatever the math is, you get them for, like, whatever it is, $3 or whatever and six. I still do those, but... there has been a surplus. I don't know what the reason is, and I'm not complaining because obviously I'm enjoying them. There's still a couple I haven't tried yet, but any place that serves ramen or pho, I will try. And all of them have been, for the most part, solid to really good.
So you buy ramen at the, like, you're still an avid buyer of ramen at the grocery store. So are you the packages or a cup?
Packages. I'll get the cups every once in a while, but the packages, because you can
your sodium
you can
is
do
the
what
roof.
You oh what do you look at me.
Look at me.
Look at me.
Through
I know
the
this.
Roof.
That's amazing.
But yeah, because I like getting the packs over the cups. One, because I think it is a little bit better texture and you can kind of control it a little bit more. But you can, like, add stuff to it, right? You want to do a little fried egg in there or something like that, or
fried egg.
You know, maybe maybe mess with the broth a little bit. You can do it. Easier with that.
You can do it. So so back to golf. I'm going to play the Masters this weekend. Just kidding.
Well, there's an easy 120 on you.
Now, I got two golfs planned in the next week.
Okay.
One in Tennessee and one in Kentucky. So I can knock off two more states on the bucket list.
In Kentucky, I'll be... golfing there too, July.
Oh yeah,
I don't know where.
Don't know where.
Work trip.
Yeah. So we're just. So I'll get to knock off two more states on the list. The goal is all 50 before I die.
Okay.
On the golf list.
Can you play actual Augusta? Like, that was a question I had after.
No,
the show. Like,
I think you really you have to know someone or
You have to know where the security
or
is.
Or you have to have a membership. I think that's.
Yeah, like it's not like you can go pay a.
No, they actually have – so the media that covers the Masters, they have a lottery every year for the media where a handful get to go play the course on Monday afterwards. Handful of the media.
Oh, my gosh. So I need to get a part-time job.
One of the people that got it this year was a woman who never played golf in her life. Her first round was going to be at Augusta National, which I'm sure infuriated everybody else that applied for that.
Yeah.
You look like a female. So, like, that would, like, make me so mad. She's like, she got it. She's never played before. She's going to tear up this course.
Be like, come on, Dorothy. Give it to me.
Yeah. Odd phrasing. It is Matt, a huge Wizard of Oz fan, if you didn't know it. Huge. It's the bottom line. See if they let us come back next for some headlines on 100.7 The Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Happy to be part of your Monday. You're listening to The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Royce Woodman and Matt Esteson, yours in the First United Bank studio. Quite a few thoughts coming in on the chat line. Someone did ask, how's Dylan Maxey? Good to our knowledge, as far as what we know, is that he was back with the team yesterday. I believe he was in the dugout for the game. So seemingly more of a scare than anything else. Man, that's been a snake-bitten team right now on some freak injuries, freak situations. Trumbello with the comebacker, and then, of course, the Owen Washburn thing in the dugout, and then Dylan Maxey. It's that I've never seen anything like that for one team through a season where you have those kind of freak issues. Hate it, but hopefully seems like Dylan Maxey's okay. I think Owen Washburn's doing better, so that's good. Trumbello's been with the team for a while. Anyway, we'll get back to some more thoughts from the chat line in a moment, but you need something new in your life.
So it's time for a pop quiz.
I don't know if I have ever given Estes in here a pop quiz.
Why did I get glared at? I didn't do it.
I'm not good at these pop quizzes.
I think you'll do okay.
Let's hear it.
I need 7 out of 10 for a passing grade.
Oh gosh.
It's 7 out of 10. That's not that bad. You get all 10, I'll probably give you a high five. I might even buy you lunch. We'll see. I don't know how generous.
Why don't you give me a $10 pair of Under Armour shoes?
Oh, they're 20. Yeah. They're 20. $20. You're still mad over that.
Give him $1. Right. Pass the magical dollar.
What I've got, according to this, according to Max Preps.
Oh gosh.
No googling. This is the states over the last 10 years that have produced the most NFL draft picks. So this is where the kids went to high school. In these states. Most NFL draft picks over the last 10 years. That's what I need.
Texas.
Texas comes in at number 2.
Georgia.
Georgia is number 3 on the list.
California.
California is number... Oh, I said 3. Georgia was 4. California was 3. Okay. So you've got 2, 3, and 4 so far. You're doing pretty well.
Florida.
Florida is number 1. Which is kind of cheating because they've got like the IMG Academy and
they got a lot of prep schools.
Yeah, they've got the prep schools, and that's why they produce even.
See, this is where the list to me gets hard because those were like the easy.
Those were your free spaces.
Yeah.
So you got 4. You only need 7.
Yeah.
You have no strikes yet, so you're doing pretty well so far.
Gosh, should I stay in the South?
Should he?
Alabama.
Alabama. 1, 2, 3, 4. Comes in right at number 9. Good job.
See, I feel like the other southern states would be a risk. Oklahoma? Yep, there's one.
Only 22 kids in the last.
Yeah. Most of them.
In comparison, Alabama 87
yeah.
for 9. So not really close there. Oklahoma does not produce that many draft picks. So you're at 5. Need 2 more to pass.
He can use a phone a friend, right?
He can use a phone a friend, yes.
What you got, Clint?
I think Ohio puts out a lot of football players.
I was debating on Ohio or Michigan, but... I'll use Ohio. We'll try it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That is actually next on the list, 5th at 109 players.
Did you say
we've
gotten the number 1 or no?
Yeah, Florida was
okay.
Number 1.
That's right, prep
so
schools.
You've got 1 through 5 and number 9.
1 through 5.
You just need you just need one more.
I'll try Louisiana.
Ding ding ding. That's number 6.
Yeah.
Well done.
So it's most southern.
You have passed. You can continue to go.
Well, now it's just guesses.
Yeah. I mean, it is.
Michigan.
Huh.
Yeah.
12 on the list.
Hmm.
For Michigan.
12, that's not far off.
63 for Michigan in the last 10 years, draft picks. Texas, by the way, 289.
Oh, size of the state. I figured.
Florida, 325. California, 247.
I mean, I already passed, so if you want to guess, feel free, Clint.
I'm trying to go with the Polynesian side of the NFL, and so I want to say Washington could be a surprising one in the top 10. I'm going to submit it if you want to accept it as a guess.
Yeah, I'll accept your bid.
Okay. Incorrect.
Yeah.
7th on the list was
Pennsylvania.
Hold on. North Carolina.
I almost said South Carolina, but these are just guesses at this point. I feel comfortable with the South.
It would have taken me a while to get to North Carolina.
Yeah.
North Carolina had 94. Then I was wrong on Alabama because I can't count. They were actually 8th, not 9th. 9th was Pennsylvania. 81. And 10th, final one on the list, Illinois.
See, I wouldn't have got that.
Oh.
I wouldn't have got that one.
Illinois. Maryland and Virginia both were 11th.
Really? So Michigan was actually 12th. How far down is like New Jersey?
Jersey has 62. So they are 1, 2, 3. They're 14th on the list.
Okay.
Jersey was good. Rhode Island, the lowest of anybody, tied with New Mexico at 1.
Yeah, Kansas isn't last. All right.
Kansas has 16. Nebraska, 7. South Dakota, 5.
Eat that, Nebraska.
Yeah. North Dakota, 4.
Yeah, the top 5 were the easy ones.
Yep.
Without a doubt.
Maine also had 1.
Oh, there you go.
He's their main guy, so.
Ouch. Choice is cheap, Matt. If you'll only get an icy if you win.
Choice and I are still waiting on ICs, by the way, from one Sneed.
I'm still getting to wait. Yeah, I'm still supposed to get paid. You passed the pop quiz.
There you go.
Good job. So most draft picks in the last 10 years.
So when I was in Georgia, there was the argument I had with another gentleman while doing some work down there about what state had the best.
Oh, yeah. There's always
high school
argument.
Slash. And Georgia, you know, because living in Valdosta, I believe that's the number one most winning high school football in the country, Valdosta High School. So they always would bring that up of who do you think's better? We're much – well, it wasn't even that. It was always we're much better than you guys.
And I'm See, and the brag – and there's nothing like Texas high school football. I mean, that's the brag in our state.
Us, though, right?
Well, no,
If you
think,
lived in Florida, you have that different – would you have a different take is what I'm saying.
I'm sure it would. But you compare what you get on a Friday night in Texas – and you can go from small school where literally the whole town will shut down to go go watch a town or watch a team play, or you can go to the big school where you're going to see 40,000 people at some games in these big school high school games in the Metroplex or Houston, and those kids, some of them won't ever play in front of that in college in their lives.
I think the big schools is really what defines the state because of how much money.
Oh yeah!
In Texas, you will put into your school is a dominant
this
powerhouse.
Stinking stadium out at Liberty that they're putting what $40 million into? $40 million? It's like that's a high school stadium.
Yeah. You're not getting that back off snow cones and popcorn at the concession stand.
No, it's coming out of my pocket because I live in the stinking district. Yeah. So, yeah, I still think, and Florida's got their. A big slant because of what you talked about, the prep schools. Florida is a great high school football state. It's a great high school
sports
state.
Yeah, I was going to say, their basketball, if you look at the top recruits, a lot of them are from Florida for the same reason. They all go to prep schools.
Right, and that's the thing there that makes it slanted, and that's why they're number one. But easily, I think there's a true argument for Florida, Georgia, Texas, California.
Nah, you can leave that last one off.
Well, California gets a
California's
lot of quarterbacks in there.
Yeah. Yeah, California's got a lot. They were third on this list overall.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I just
You just don't want to say California. That's fair. No. I feel like Rhode Island is in the top 10, someone said. They were trying to get you. Plenty more thoughts on the Cowboys. We'll get back to some of those here in a moment. Got to give away a secret word of the day for your chance to win some cash. Get to that coming up next in a little bit. Someone did say they're curious who was the lone New Mexico draft player. We'll try to hunt that information down over the last 10 years. Who was the one player that got drafted?
That quiz was really to help everybody on NCAA football coming up of knowing what state to start their recruiting
which
from.
Which one are you going
to
put your pipeline in? It's the bottom line on 100.7 The Score.
Bringing you the truth, or
Something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for hanging with us on a Monday. You're listening to Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Joyce Woodman, Matt Esteson in the First United Bank studio with you. Keep hitting us up. Many of you have. Thanks for the participation on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Real quick, thanks to our crack research team, a.k.a. Clint.
Putting that on my resume.
Crack research team.
Yeah.
That'll work. Zach Gentry appears to be the one out of El Dorado High School in Albuquerque. Drafted
by the Raiders.
Yes.
That was a terrible impersonation of that. I don't really care.
What's his face? Did he ever get drafted? Landry Jones did, right? That was a long while ago.
Yeah, that's what I went to first. He's the one football player I can think of from New Mexico, but you said...
Where was he? Alamogordo or Artesia? One of those two.
I think it was Artesia.
Okay. I think it was Artesia, yeah. But this guy, Zach Gentry, was a quarterback for Michigan. A backup quarterback for Michigan, drafted as a tight end in college. Kind of like the Blake Bell thing.
Except he probably didn't, you know, have a sweet name like the Belldozer.
Probably not. The Gentry. I was waiting on you to fill in the blank.
The Gentry branch.
Not your worst work. All right. We got a word of the day. We have teamed up with our friends at the Home Zone, helping make your house a home, to give away $10,000 in totality to our lucky local listeners. We've given away lots of weekly giveaways up to this point. And we'll have $2,500 as a little grand prize at the end of this whole giveaway coming up in June. So all you got to do, take the word we give you right now and go type it in at 107thescore.com. Your word is Gators. Speaking of Florida, Gators, G-A-T-O-R-S. Go type that in at 107thescore.com. Don't be talking about my Huskers, Bullfighter said. Okay.
Well, it was actually just about the state of Nebraska. This was high school players.
Yeah, high school players from Nebraska. Cowboys need to handle the quarterback room like Green Bay does. Should have drafted and sit a quarterback behind Dak on his last year. Yeah, I wouldn't have minded that, but you've already got a disgruntled quarterback like you're talking about. That doesn't help things out if you
and
draft
that's,
one.
That's rare. That's not today's NFL. You draft quarterbacks to play. I mean, that's rare, sure, drafting a quarterback to let them sit.
But
I
how
mean,
much could Dak get upset? Dak was literally that person. He was drafted to sit behind Tony Romo.
Yeah,
and it just happened that Tony Romo
gets hurt all the time.
Gets hurt in the preseason. So Dak had to get thrust in, and it worked out for him.
But it's you
well,
still
Aaron
don't...
Rodgers didn't handle – I know Aaron Rodgers is a psycho, but he didn't handle that situation very well, and he was drafted to replace Brett Favre.
How well do you
exactly.
think –
Exactly. You're right.
How well do you – well, look at Kirk Cousins instantly got
– That one makes no sense.
Frustrated. But to his defense
– I bet he threw out a lot of, like, darnets and stuff. In his
shucks! as he's counting his 100 million guaranteed – Yeah. Right. So, yeah, we'll see how Pendix. I just don't think you don't spend a first, second, or I'd probably venture to say a third round pick on any quarterback that you're planning on sitting. I think nowadays, if you draft a quarterback, you're going in that they're going to start for you.
Yeah.
So,
if the Cowboys make or win the Super Bowl, the price for all their stars will be high. Do y'all think it will be too high for the Cowboys? It's not about how high it is, if it was about how high it was. The Cowboys would win everything every year because Jerry Jones would pay ridiculous amounts of money, and the Cowboys could spend better than almost every team out there. But that's not what it's about. It's about the salary cap and playing that game.
I think he's asking, do you think if they win, it'd be too expensive to pay those players?
Oh, sure.
And I think it already is. I don't think it's a matter of winning the Super Bowl. Like, CeeDee Lamb is not going to take anything less than Ja'Marr Chase and around Justin Jefferson money because he is the third best receiver. Micah Parsons is a top five defender.
Easily, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I think that it'll be a good year for the Cowboys, especially because it's a contract year for a lot of the Cowboys. Maybe you see a lot of good individual efforts. That's possible. Dak hasn't been worth his contract in the last 5 years. He's average at best, always has, and always will be. Dak isn't an average quarterback. That's the hard thing with him. He's right on the cusp of being one of those guys.
Is he a 5 to 10? rated quarterback to you?
Top 5 or 10 in the league?
Yeah.
He's probably 8 or 9.
So okay, so he's a top 10 quarterback every year for the last 4 years.
I think he is, and that's the frustrating part, because you can be top 10 in the NFL, but you're still not good enough to win Super Bowl.
Well, because you have people that say Dak is not a good quarterback, right? Or he's an average quarterback, and they're like, "We'll get rid of him." Well, having a top 10 quarterback is pretty good in the NFL. Like, it gives you a chance. Right.
A chance, but
there's only probably 2 or 3 great quarterbacks in the NFL, and that's how I've always considered it. Patrick Mahomes is a great quarterback.
There's two things that win championships in the NFL. Two things. It's an elite quarterback, one that can go just do it all. There's just a very separate, very elite group of those guys. An elite defense.
How many elite quarterbacks in the NFL right now to you?
3, maybe.
You think 3? I would probably say 1.
I mean, Pat's
elite. I don't put Lamar there. I don't put Josh Allen there. I don't put Joe Burrow there. Patrick Mahomes is elite.
No, as far as proven, I think there's guys that I would put group into that and say, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he won a Super Bowl. Josh Allen is close to it, though he's pretty inconsistent.
Burrow's been.
There's only one that's inarguable, and that's Mahomes at the moment. But, I mean, I'm talking about, you look at the list of guys that have won Super Bowls in the last 25 or 30 years, it's the same guys that just keep repeating over, for the most part.
It is. And that's
it's Tom Brady, it's Peyton Manning, it's Patrick Mahomes.
Manning only won 2. Look how good he was in the season.
Peyton or Eli, because Eli becomes elite in the playoffs for some reason.
Yeah, I mean,
Joe Flacco that one time.
As good as Peyton was, though, I mean, Peyton only won 2, and really the last one,
that was elite defense.
Duck hunt out there
that's
throwing ducks.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was an elite defense that went for him. So, it's that. It's rare that you see anything but an elite quarterback or an elite defense win a Super Bowl, and far more often it's the elite quarterback.
When I would say you almost have to have a pair, like maybe not elite and elite, but one of them has to be a plus at their position or position group. And I think a lot of it defensively leads the way with conversation-wise, what does your pass rush look like?
Typically.
Because then with the quarterback discussion, well, that also means you're ruining what they're doing. And if you can counterbalance with a good quarterback with an elite defense, or more times than not an elite quarterback with at least a good defense, that's your combination for the most part. I'd also throw offensive line in there too.
Well, yeah. I mean, for as rough as the offensive line was for Kansas City, I mean, Patrick still
he can overcome. Yeah.
So that's why to me,
you couldn't, because the year that the offensive line was bad, they got throttled by the Buccaneers.
It's just hard for me when people say, you know, well, he's not top 10.
No.
Or he's not great, so, like, he's not worth the contract. Do I think Dak's worth $60 million? I think Dak's worth, what, one, somebody's willing to pay him, and two, what the market is going for quarterbacks, right? I think that in the NFL right now, I think you have one elite quarterback, and it's Patrick Mahomes. And I think the quarterbacks that fall anywhere from 2 to 8 on that list – you can rotate them on any of the teams that they're on, and they're going to have the same results. I don't think it's team driven. I think Lamar on Buffalo would be the same as what he is on the Ravens, and vice versa with Josh Allen. Whereas you can take Patrick and put him on any of those top 10 teams, they're going to the Super Bowl. What I think of Patrick Mahomes. So
I think I agree with you for the most part, but there's a cutoff somewhere between Dak and those other guys. These guys can go play for Super Bowls and possibly win Super Bowls. I think Dak has shown enough in his 8-year career, I think I have the right, that he's not a Super Bowl quarterback unless they put great, great pieces around him.
I think a lot of the coaches that are on those other teams are significantly better as well. And I'm typically not in Dak's corner, but I will say that I don't think that Dak being in the Cowboys organization has been a huge asset to him, as opposed to maybe a hindrance. Some of the other coaches.
I think Dak has turned into what we think of Kirk Cousins, if we're being realistic. against the better teams, doesn't perform well, good enough to get you the playoffs, but you kind of know what the cap is there.
Do you like that?
I mean, it's good enough to get you in the playoffs. Good reference.
Y'all can continue this conversation. This all started from Zeke re-signing with the Cowboys. Whoop-de-doo! Matt, thanks for filling today.
Thanks, sir.
Good stuff.
Yep.
We'll continue with the bottom line next on 100.7 The Score.
Come on, Dorothy. Give it to me.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thrilled to be part of your Monday. You're listening to the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, powered by our friends at Happy State Bank. Alongside Jamie Lint, I'm Choice Woodman. Clint Scott back behind the glass taking care of us. You can take that mobile app just about anywhere with you, even listening out in Arbuckle, California, if you so choose. Arbuckle, you ever been there?
No, but that kind of sounds like a – doesn't sound like as crazy as some of them that you've come up with.
No, that sounds like Arbuckle. Something that belongs in Oklahoma more than California, but it's there. Y'all keep the thoughts and comments coming in. We've covered a lot of territory in the first round. First round, I guess we can call it that. First hour.
Mm-hmm. We're kind of set up like a hockey game the way it's
it is.
3 hours.
Line change.
Yeah.
Have line changes, intermissions between slight intermissions. Little timeouts, yeah. 3 big hours.
I know I can't have an opinion on this because I'm not a hockey fan, but intermissions in sports always sounds weird.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it, but you can't call it a halftime. So
the second of 3X is about to start.
Yeah. The problem...
They've thrown catfish on the ice.
Man, I watched a good chunk of the Stars game on Saturday night. Why do we need a full extra halftime or intermission when you go to overtime? Like, does any other sport do something like that? They throw in a full intermission, which is, I mean, these things are 15 minutes between.
See, that just goes to show you that hockey fans are the most loyal fans and passionate fans about. Every other sport, all we're trying to do is speed it up and get it over with.
Oh.
Every one of them, football, basketball, baseball, whatever, we're trying to speed them up and get them over with. Right? Hockey? Hey, man, let's this thing go forever.
I mean, this was a 9:30 puck drop, too.
Yeah.
I, Jamie, stayed up till 1 a.m. watching this stinking game, which the Stars did win. So, but 1 a.m. for a game that started at 9:30 Central Time because they had an intermission and then an overtime, which I think the goal was scored somewhere around 5 minutes left in overtime. So it's a 20-minute period in overtime.
Clint, I was on a plane at one point this weekend, and the Stars were on, and the guy next to me had his laptop out, and he was watching the Stars game while we were still on the ground. So when we take off, obviously he can't watch the Stars anymore. Well, unless he bought the Wi-Fi or something. I don't know. He can't watch it. So clearly, I couldn't help but notice. I mean, he's got a full laptop, right? I'm in the middle seat, so I'm sitting right next to him. I have no choice but to notice.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so he goes to now, I guess, a recorded program that he had downloaded onto his laptop to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what he was watching?
A recorded program? Bigfoot! No.
Naked and Afraid.
Okay.
I mean, is it?
That's a weird one to watch on the plane. I'm sorry. Like, have your own personal little guilty pleasures at home, but I feel so weird when I'm watching a movie on a plane, and sometimes you'll watch a movie, Jamie, that you're watching for the first time, because I like to do that on the planes, because it's like 2 hours.
And there's a scene comes on that you didn't expect.
Exactly.
Or
there's a nefarious scene, and it's like, oh,
whatever. But it's
and it's like, oh, man. Where did her shirt go? Oh, man, if this person wakes up next to me and just looks at my screen, they're going to think, what a freak. Like, or, like, I'd, like, look around. Okay, is there any kids around? I'm trying to, like, cover up my screen, and it looks so
I don't think I've ever watched a movie on a plane. I don't know why.
Ever?
I just usually pull up my laptop and
read. I get to my long list of movies I've never watched, and I try to knock them out on a plane if I can find.
That's like, smart.
like on our way back, I'm trying to think. I don't remember what trip we lost. We lost a lot of road games. It was after a loss, and the plane is extremely quiet. And I watched Friday for the first time. Never seen that. Yeah. I'm sitting there watching that.
So anyway, Clint, I thought of you.
Did you learn something? Did you ask him, like, what episode is this? Are you a super fan?
I did not. We did not speak single words.
He's
got to
be a super fan if he went in going like, all right, what am I going to doing on this? What am I going to do on this flight? I know I'm going to have to plan ahead with what I'm going to be viewing or listening to. And he went to a certain amount of effort to go, I'm going to watch Naked and Afraid without the Wi-Fi. Yeah. Super fan for the stars instead is going to download.
Right,
Naked and Afraid.
Right, he had them downloaded. You got to download them for that. That's
like, that's incredible.
You are. You know what? I loved his confidence of like, I don't care what the world thinks.
Don't give a darn.
This is what I want to do, and this is what I'm going to do.
What's on the Discovery
Channel? I know that's
so,
totally
you know,
fair.
It's learning.
Totally fair. Totally fair.
So this was.
Wait,
yeah,
was he breathing
so this
hard
is,
behind? Was he being like weird, or you know, was he just watching?
That's a weird one.
I think he was being fine. Okay.
Because that would have, maybe it changes on the person's reaction to watching it.
He was good. Okay.
Someone says one flight, there's a guy watching Wolf on Wall Street.
Ah, jeez.
I haven't watched that one, but I've heard.
Yeah, there's some parts.
Heard
there,
plenty about that. It's not, you know, friendly for the family. Good Luck Chuck is the best movie to watch on a plane. I have seen that one, and I would disagree. I don't even know where I watched that one at. I definitely blushed, though. This from the chat line. NFL playoff games could have an overtime halftime if needed. It could have it? Okay. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Shucky Darn It, horse name. This one said, not rubbing it in, but at the tech equipment sale, I added the price tags together north of $2,000 and only paid $250.
Awesome. Way to go.
Yeah. I'd be curious to see what, if we added up the price tags. Spent more than we should.
It was a good time for all?
Yeah, it was, I mean,
good.
It was good to get stuff. You feel
some new kicks on today?
I do have some new kicks on today. So,
did you like send Clint, the shopper when, for you?
Yeah, Jamie didn't send his shopper ahead.
I did not. I was out of town, so I couldn't make it.
Bruh.
Clint, when you get something new, do you wear it immediately?
It depends on what it is.
I was
if it's shoes, I'm usually getting them new because my old ones I physically cannot wear them
there's
anymore.
There's a hole in them or
yeah,
something.
There is a support issue with those
I
shoes.
I wasn't planning on it, but I was having to wear a red shirt to him. Like, you know what, red?
You were having to?
Yeah, I had to.
Monday red shirt day that I didn't get the memo for?
I had to wear a red shirt. That's okay. All.
Yeah, like I have this thing where, like, I get something new, I got to wait a little while. And I used to do it when I was a kid in school, too. Like, the first week of school, all old clothes. All old clothes. And then, like, the next week, when everybody had worn all their new clothes, I'd be like, oh, this old thing? Yeah, this. I was the one looking good. Week two. Okay? But the first week, all old clothes.
No, I'm
like,
not that.
I'm not usually trying to show, like, I'm excited about wearing this new hoodie or whatever.
Dude.
Yeah.
Way too cool for that.
Next
I totally
week,
see you doing
I was
that.
Totally stuck. Old shoes, old jeans. Back in the day, man.
That's
how I roll.
That seems like a Jamie thing. 100%. Speaking of old, I've got.
I got two new pair of shoes last week. I haven't worn either one yet.
Dude. You need to break them out. Let us see them. So Clint can rearrange them. Clint will rearrange them in your office.
Are they Crocs?
Yeah. Pinstripe okay. Crocs.
They're not
we'll
Crocs.
Speak afterwards when we hand out our employee handbook and we'll give you an official write-up for suggesting I would wear such a thing.
We got signs that you're an old person coming up next on
100%. Oh, man.
Where did her shirt go?
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for joining us on a Monday. You're listening to The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. He's Jamie Lynn. I'm Choice Woodman. And we're choosing joy today.
What do you mean today? Every day, man.
I was specifically talking about not talking about Tech baseball very much today.
Oh, okay.
So we're choosing joy.
Hey, you're in a kind of in a situation now where you it feels like at 41 in the RPI that you've got to feels like you got to do some work the next two weekends.
Yeah,
to be confident. I mean, I think if it started today,
you'd be a borderline team.
I think you'd be in, but I would definitely be nervous.
Yeah, I think. I mean, you look at last week; the projections still had you as a two seed most places. So I don't think you're falling off the face of the earth with the.
Yeah, that's fair.
With one. Yeah. Bad weekend. I mean, there's other teams that had terrible weekends. Coastal Carolina, who was ranked, went 0-5 this week. You don't like that. There's a lot of teams that had rough weeks, so it's just it wasn't good. So there you go. Choose joy. And instead of talking Tech baseball, I'm going to give you a list of 15 random signs that you're an old person now. See if you relate to any of these.
You guys want to make a guess to see how many I answer is yes? Just before you ask.
I haven't actually looked at this list either. I know the first one.
This is a 10 list, sorry?
15.
15?
I'd say 7.
Nine.
7, just under half.
Okay, I'm gonna say 5.
5?
Only 5 of these things.
Okay. You eat Tums like candy.
No. Over 1.
I'm feeling worse about my guess.
I don't think I've ever eaten a Tums.
You or
in my
no?
Life.
Does this one fit you? You've never had a Tums?
I don't think I've ever had Tums. In my life.
I wouldn't say eat them like candy, but like when I do have them once every 3 weeks or something like that, I don't hate the flavor.
Okay.
Tums is for stomach ache?
Indigestion.
Yeah. Indigestion.
Yeah. Indigestion. Heartburn.
Yeah. Like, I really don't struggle with heartburn.
I do. But I don't eat them anymore because I have a daily pill, so that's probably even older.
Yeah, it does feel older.
I have a daily pill that helps me with that. You still print your boarding pass just in case. That's got to be you, right?
This was the first time I've ever used the app this past weekend. And I had both my daughter and my boarding pass on our app, right?
Okay.
On the app. And so, like, after the first time, and you had to run through bleep, then I got to flip and go to hers now.
Uh-huh.
We got on the plane the first time, and I'm like, we should have just printed these out. But we didn't all weekend long.
So the answer's still yes, that you
I think in the future, I don't think I will.
You
I
won't print?
I don't think I will.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. But so 0 for 2. Yeah. I am one that I still get them to print me one.
This was the first time ever.
Yeah.
And my wife pretty much made me do it. Download the app and all that good stuff.
That's funny.
Did you grumble about the technology, like when you were using it?
I think I was basically like, here, go ahead, you do it.
All right.
Yeah, so
do your wizardry.
Yeah.
Number 3, you snap your fingers when you're trying to remember something.
I do that.
You do that. I don't think I do that.
I feel like I'm not all the way three for three.
I know you do. Yeah.
I'm 0 for 3.
I'm 1 for 3 so far.
You guys are so much older than me.
I would guess so. You can't stand or sit without making some sort of noise.
Yeah, that's been me for like 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 1 for 4.
Right. This has been new. This is the past year and a half I have really started to do it, or maybe I have the whole time and I've just noticed it. And I really like this morning, as soon as I got to work, haven't even started the day, I sit in the chair and I felt like I roared like a bear when I was sitting down.
I will say.
I always ask Chuck about it in the mornings because he starts doing it before he sits down.
He's prepping.
Like, what's going on there? Did you just sprint in from the car?
Yeah, Jamie makes. You made a really loud noise when you sat down today. None of y'all have anything on Jeff Haxton on making noises. And that's just noises in general. Hax has all sorts of noises. Use your speakerphone for most of your calls. 100%.
Nope. I hate when people do that.
Oh, I am definitely. I am the guy in the commercials.
Do you do it when you're in the store?
To get you to not. Yeah.
I'm going to throw a box of Tide at you next time I'm in the store around you.
If I'm in my office or if I'm in my house and there's not other people around, I do.
Most of the time.
If I'm walking around a store or whatever, I don't.
So
I don't
most of your calls, yes or no? More than half.
I don't talk on the phone a lot. So I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say 50. Yes. Yes. At least 50%.
I'm 3 for 5.
Okay. Two for 5.
Do you send texts back? Sorry, I can't talk right now because they don't know if you're lying or not.
You judge your parents if their kid isn't. You judge not your parents. You judge parents if their kid isn't wearing a jacket. Like, it's April. That kid should really have a jacket on. You do?
Yeah, since like I was probably like 12, I was saying that about people.
I don't think I do on coldness because I'm a hot natured person.
Yeah, I just I'm like, get your jacket
if you want one.
And how many times have I gotten on to my kids? They know better now, but. Yeah. How many times did I get out to? No, get out of the car, go back inside, and get a sweatshirt or a jacket. It's 38 degrees.
Yeah,
mine's not the jacket thing. Mine, I'm gonna go back to the store if I can because I just realize anytime I'm in a grocery store, I'm just annoyed. If they're not containing their children to a reasonable distance around them, and they're just like running up to you and just like touching your cart.
So I'm three for six.
Okay. We got to go faster. We're going to run out of time. You watch the local news every night?
Never.
Bonus points if you say things like, what's this world coming to? not every night. I do watch. I've gotten to where I watch probably once a week. You recently stood outside a store in the morning waiting for it to open. Does it count if the tech equipment sale? Because
Yeah, I don't think that counts.
Normally no. You start conversations with strangers in public.
Did you really even have to ask me? I don't start conversations with people I work with here in the office.
That's not an. I don't think that's an old thing. I think that's an introvert extrovert thing.
I don't know. I feel like older people do it more. Chuck. No, he's always done that. You know exactly where your heating pad is. I know where ours is in the house because my wife uses it like every night.
Same.
We tend to have muscle issues because we're all pretty active. And so, yes, I know.
Yes. I only use my heating pad because I'm really athletic. So
I didn't say I was athletic. I said we were active.
You leave the plastic on things to keep them new.
Yes. Yes.
That is Jamie.
Okay, I'm at five.
Yeah, but you've done that since you were probably 12, too.
Yes.
I do it. Yeah.
I remember the worst thing as a kid when I would get a sticker, like cool sticker, and I wouldn't put it on anything because like I didn't want to use
so
it.
So like baseball card stickers, you would whatever. Just keep them
like,
on the,
yes, like yeah. I can't. It'll
guys,
be
we only
ruined.
Get one shot at this.
Yeah. you've recently said, how do you work this dang thing? I definitely have done that.
I don't know that I specifically said that, but there's been thoughts like that. So
I think I'm at 5 out of 12 so far.
I basically said that while trying to do something on Excel the other day that I figured
out. You did.
I never used
Excel before.
I've used it like once or twice. Yeah. And it was something that I, instead of trying to figure it out, I just asked Choice because he knew like he would know how to do it. And then I saw it immediately and I was like, okay, never mind. You can go away.
All right. On this 15 random signs that you're an old person now. Number 13 is you have told a server, please give my compliments to the chef.
Never.
I've done it once, probably.
I haven't done that, but I have partaken in the like, oh, we hated it joke. It's all gone.
You've cut your juice with water because everything's too sweet these days. Juice? And you drive by a nice house and say, that's a nice house. I absolutely have done that one. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Look at that place. It's gorgeous.
That's a nice house.
Yeah.
I usually go with massive.
That is a nice boulder. No?
I think I got to seven.
Seven?
Maybe six.
I think you were six.
Okay.
I was at six, too.
I stopped counting. I wasn't expecting to be in line with so many of these things.
Clint is the oldest one.
I am
and it's not maturity.
It's maturity.
It is
absolutely not.
As the most mature of the three.
Bobby Hot Dog says, 12-year-old rat tail also threw rocks at kids that wore Pistons and Knicks starter jackets.
I believe that.
Well, that's not accurate?
No.
Just swung oars at them?
That was just at my brother.
Oh. Yeah. Did he wear a Knicks jacket?
He never did. No. Not much of a basketball guy. Just a Steelers jacket. Nothing else.
That's even grosser. Yeah. I don't even know if grosser is a word, but it's good. All right, keep the commentary coming in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Got a question of the day that involves plagiarism to an extent. It's the bottom line on 100.7 The Score.
getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for hanging out with us on a Monday. You're listening to The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Alongside Jamie Lint, I'm Choice Woodman. Clintel back behind the glass handling us. Y'all keep the thoughts, the comments coming in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Someone else, their great finds at the equipment sale. $1,600 paid $197.
That's awesome. And that's great that, I mean, I really think it's cool that Tech does this. I mean, obviously they make a little money off of it too, but I mean, for the fans.
Oh yeah, it's a fantastic.
It's awesome.
I think my best find of the whole weekend, which we spent way too much, was the, you know, the base layers, the Under Armour base layers. That's the cold gear, like the big time cold gear stuff that you put underneath for skiing or a cold baseball game or whatever. They had these, and they're tagged $100 for the shirts and $100 for the leggings. They were $5.
Nice. I've had two of those mocks.
Yeah.
Two of those. I mean, since the first or second
year. Since Under Armour came out.
Under Armour came out, and they are still fantastic.
That's what they were known for at the very beginning.
Yes.
That stuff. Yeah, I remember.
So however many years ago that was, I'm sure I got them in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And they are still fantastic.
So, yeah. There were definitely some good finds for everybody that got to go.
Yeah, that's great. That's great that Tech does it. They take the time to do it. Yes, it makes them a little bit money, but, I mean, for the fans, that's great.
Sure. I mean, it makes them some money, but I can't, like, I don't know what.
I think I've been told that some of this stuff will be donated,
good.
Which I think is great also.
Yeah, it should. That's good.
You know, with the new gear coming in. But
yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they continue it too. I mean, even when the
surely
contract
they will.
Goes over. Yeah, because they've done it.
Yeah,
it hadn't been an every year thing, but an almost every year thing.
Because the new people are going to give them new clothes every year.
Yeah, it's going to be the same.
Yeah,
so. The new people.
The new people.
Jamie refuses to say Adidas' name.
I did not.
The new people.
You know,
I'm still
what?
Mad at you.
That's going to be my thing now. I'm going to refuse.
I'm not going to refuse that stupid Jayhawk 3-stripe.
What's it called? Adonis? What is this brand?
Adonis. All right, let's get to a question.
Time now for Jamie's question of the day, brought to you by someone not named Jamie.
And brought to you by our friends at Kinetico. So, Jamie, I hope you're okay with stealing things. Because I heard your question of the day and I liked it this morning, but I'm tweaking it a little.
Okay. You know what,
Choice?
Do you
even remember it?
This is a sign of being old. I don't.
I knew you
right the second. I do not remember.
I could have got away with it. No.
You should have. Yeah, you should have said, I'm going to change it.
This is
and
fine.
Then did it the same way just to see.
Well, on the heels of the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah.
See, he remembers now. You asked this morning what player you think would be the next to be drafted for Texas Tech in 2025, I guess it would be. I want you to give me three players, the three most likely candidates for Texas Tech football to get drafted. So the three guys that you think, and the hard part is maybe knowing if they're draft eligible or not, but hey, you know what? Since we're doing three, you tell me the three most draftable players on your roster, period. So not necessarily for 2025. You think the guys that will go the highest in the NFL draft whenever they enter into the draft.
So anybody who's on the roster.
So anybody who's on the roster. The three guys that...
Somebody in a unicycle just went by.
I don't think it was a unicycle.
Oh, that's for me. I'll be back.
I would pay money for that.
Oh, man. You would bust it. So many teeth out.
Oh, not for me to ride. I'm going to throw stuff at them.
Oh, okay. Even better.
Okay, right. So three guys that I think are most likely to be drafted.
Yep. You think these are, if I'm ranking the guys in the highest that will go on in a draft.
Okay, so Micah Hudson will be the highest.
I figured that would be number one for all three of us. Because I don't think, like we asked this question a year ago. I don't know if Rabbit is on people's boards or not. I don't think he was projected
we use names
as a,
on this show. Who's Rabbit?
Dadrian Taylor Demerson.
Thank you.
Sorry. I feel like more people know him as Rabbit around the football team. I'm sorry.
Muddy Don't Rabbit. You know there's a no nickname?
I didn't know
here.
That was
that's part of the no fun Jamie thing. Okay.
The NFJ.
It was stamped down by Lil Crouton himself. He said, no more nicknames.
Yeah,
in this place.
I don't think Dadrian Taylor Demerson would have gotten drafted last year. If so, he would have been a fringe seventh round type of guy. Had he gone to the draft last year instead of coming back. I think he graded out seventh or worse last year. So
I think Josh Kelly would be another name.
I think that's a good name.
That I would go with.
Yep.
I think Taj gets drafted this year. I just don't know that it's super high.
Okay.
Yeah.
Health is a big part of that, but yeah.
Yeah, your linebackers and Roberts and Rodriguez, I think, are guys that I think could be drafted.
Mm-hmm.
One's draft eligible after this year and one's not, correct?
Correct. Rodriguez will be draft eligible after this year. Roberts will still have another year.
Yeah. So I have to pick three. C.J. Baskerville is another name.
He's got length.
I like his length. Yeah. Yes, I like his length. It seems like that's what the NFL wants in corners and safeties and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So if I'm picking three, I'm going Micah Hudson, one. I'm going Josh Kelly, two. And I'm going Ben Roberts, three.
Okay. I think that's a pretty good list. I would be surprised if all three of those guys weren't drafted, if they don't go somewhere in the draft.
You basically were speaking out loud of what was going through my head, but I did switch. I was talking myself into Baskerville, and I think this is... And we've seen good things, but I think this is more of, hey, this is the step forward year and that kind of Rabbit or, you know, Dadrian Taylor Demerson.
Don't call him Rabbit.
Type of year.
Does CJ have a nickname?
He's the Hounds of Baskerville.
So no was the answer.
No, that was literally the article when he committed.
Really, it was? Yeah. They call him the Hounds?
I don't think they call him the Hounds of Baskerville, but that's what the article was.
I don't believe anything
with
that guy says, so. No, he doesn't have like a prominent nickname. I'm sure all of these guys have a nickname, but ones that they're known by more than their real name. There's only a few of those.
Anyways, I'll take the Hounds. I do think it's Hudson one and Kelly two. I think with the talent that you have on the team, you are more loaded right now, at least on the surface of what it seems, at the receiver spot. I mean, this may seem crazy, but even though production-wise, I think it's going to be those two with Coy Aiken at the receiver spot. But Caleb Douglas coming out of high school when he was going to Florida had a lot of potential. So who says he can't play himself?
And if he stays healthy.
Yeah. But I'll go Hudson 1, Kelly 2, and then switch out Baskerville for me.
Okay.
Now who I'm hoping is up, you know, high on this list is some guy named Baron Morton. But so that would mean things have gone really well for your team, but I don't think he's there or close to there at the moment. I think one that'll be interesting to watch, and so much of it'll go on this season, is Jalen Conyers.
I mentioned him this morning.
I think there's body size there. There's good speed. Mm-hmm. There's
athleticism.
There's some stuff that is attractive for sure to the pros. I think Will Hammond, you never know, but prospects are good for him.
Shoot, I didn't even think about him. Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, if you're just projecting forward, but I do think Micah Hudson has got to be number one. I'm going with one that you haven't heard the name a lot this year or coming up to this year, but I think he will have a good season. I think Dylan Spencer is one that is, you look at his body, he's looks like Tyree Wilson. And he's one that was committed to Texas, I think, before he flipped to Texas Tech. He's just one of those guys that looks different, and those guys get drafted. But I'm with you, both of y'all. I think Josh Kelly's another one. And so we're both, all three, taking Kelly and Micah Hudson. I think there's quite a few talented guys that could project forward, though. Will Hammond's one that, like, if things go the way most Red Raiders want it to go, he will be drafted someday. But it's a big if. You got to see him do it at this level.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.